that they present the gospel in such a special way. Amen. Their little hearts are so pure, and they present the gospel in such a special way. I absolutely love it. And again, if you're a guest with us here today, make yourself at home. There's a place where you can fill out that says, "Welcome to Grace Bible Fellowship." If you'd like to fill that out, you can put it in a little wood offering box by the double doors that you probably came in through this morning. All right, before we get started, I want to just say a prayer for these children and say a prayer for all these adults that have helped put this thing together. Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we thank you for this precious, precious time. We see in Scripture how much you just absolutely loved children. Loved for them to crowd around you, sit in your lap, all those things. And today these children are going to come and they're going to present the gospel in a way that only they can. And so, Lord, I pray that you bless each one of them in a very, very special way as they sing and as they share the gospel story. And, Lord, just the folks that have, we thank you for the folks that have worked so hard for so many days and so many nights putting this together. And today, Lord, we just want to take a moment and take all the things that are going on in our lives, the good, the bad, the hard, whatever it is, and for the next hour, we'll just lay all that at your feet and let you be God, so that we can just worship you, so that we can just love on you with these children, and so that we can hear a word of truth. And we pray all these things in the name of Emmanuel, God with us, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, good morning. We are excited to share our Christmas program with you all today. I want to just give a couple, a little bit about what this is about. This is called Christmas Shorts. And what that is, it's one musical with three smaller musicals inside it. So there's three short musicals within this one. The boys and girls are going to be the story to open it up is a picture that we all love to do, will be up on the videos, of when you get Christmas cards at Christmas and you're catching up with friends and family that you haven't heard from all year long. So they'll be getting a Christmas card and reading the Christmas card, and the children will be presenting that portion of the show. So they are under the direction of Robin Eubanks. She'll be coming in with them. We have 31 of these little shorts on stage. So it is going to be a wonderful, wonderful production. Many people have helped. You parents have brought your children. You have wrapped gifts and you've helped us with stage. So when it is over and they take their bows, which is a great part of the show, they will just be sitting down here afterwards, and after Chris dismisses us, then we're going to try to keep them here for you to come get them, because there's a lot of people here. We don't want any of our little shorts to get lost. So, without further ado, Christmas Shorts.
Nana, Nana, the mailman just delivered the mail. Can we please open the Christmas cards now?
Well, I guess. Which one would you want to open first?
This one.
Okay, well, let's open it. Let's see.
Oh, look, it's a Christmas parade.
Oh, yes, it's from Becca, my niece. She's the band's instructor at the high school in Florida.
This holiday season, may you march in step with the Savior. Celebrate with joy.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 75th Annual Christmas Parade. I'm Kirk Holliday.
And I'm Beth Garland, and we'll be your hosts for this year's parade as we honor the birth of Jesus Christ.
That's right. That's right, Beth. And the theme of this year's parade is Christmas in America. So everyone get ready for a fun-filled festive celebration.
Christmas explode around us.
And here are the kids of the kingdom to explain what the colors of Christmas represent.
Gold is the color of a king. Reminds us Jesus is a son of God. He's a king of kings and lord of lords.
White represents the virgin birth and signifies the purity of Jesus who's without sin.
The color red symbolizes the blood of our Savior, that only through him are we saved from our sins.
Green is for the new life we receive when we accept Christ as our Savior.
We decorate our homes, churches, and communities with an array of festive holiday finery.
These decorations add to the spirit of celebration and symbolize many truths we hold dear.
We decorate our homes each year with strings of shiny lights.
Shiny lights!
These remind us that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. That's right.
That's right!
A candle placed on the windowsill tells each passerby
that
those who live inside this house followers of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ!
A festive wreath of ribbons bright hanging on the door.
On the door!
It's a circle that has no end, just like the love of our Lord.
Our Lord!
The Christmas tree of evergreen, a symbol of eternal life.
Eternal life!
Its smell is sweet as our lives should be, pleasing in the Master's eyes.
Master's eyes! Tradition. We search high and low to find the perfect gift for those we love.
But we all know that the only perfect gift was given to us by God. He loved us so much that he gave his only son, Jesus.
And when we give presents to each other, it reminds us of God's precious gift.
Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving with the Christ in our heart. It's Christmas every day.
As Christmas Day draws near, people across America gather with those they love to celebrate the bond of family and the birth of our Savior.
Each family has special holiday traditions that have been passed from generation to generation. Let's take a look. You know, Kirk, there's nothing quite like Christmas in America. It's the celebration of celebration.
Paper white and place beneath the tree. Dinner sold for everyone. Gather round.
Let's eat!
See the most meaningful of Christmas traditions, the Nativity.
On our lawns, in our homes, and at our churches, nativities help to recreate the wonder, the miracle of the Holy Night. These beautiful nativities are a wonderful source of inspiration for us today.
Mary and Joseph, there with the parents of Messiah, put down faith and obedience to God's will that inspires to be willing, devoted servants of God.
The angels of him proclaim God's glory on that wonderful night. May his praises be on our lips as we lift our voices in song.
Today still seek and follow the Lord. Let us bow before him in worship, give him our gifts of obedience, service, and love.
Christmas, no salvation, and no celebration.
So this holiday season, may you march in this step with the Savior.
Was a good one. Let's open this one next. Look at this envelope, Nana. How funny. It has spots like a cow. Oh, this card has cowboys on it.
Oh, that must be from our friends, the Walkers. They live in Texas on a cattle ranch. Let's see what it says.
From our herd to yours, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. dinosaurs.
It was a rough day on the trail.
You can say that again.
We've been captive, branded bulls, herding heifers, and steering steers since sunup.
Of all the critters the good Lord made, cows have got to be the honoriest.
I found 5 cows today, standing right in the middle of the river.
Those were the smart ones, CW. They were keeping the milk cold for your cereal.
Well, one thing's for sure, a cowboy's work is never done.
Now, Earl, don't you remember, according to the article in Prairie Life, we aren't called that anymore? That's politically incorrect. We're bovine relocators.
Well, I'm gonna relocate myself over here to that bedroll and see if I can get some rest.
Maybe Earl will tell us a good bedtime story.
Yeah, that always helps me doze right off.
Not tonight, boys. It's Christmas Eve.
You're right. I almost forgot. Well, you know what that means.
Yippee!
I can't wait.
Sure enough.
You bet! Hot diggity dog!
Do I have to be merry again?
You're always merry.
Is that because I have the prettiest face?
No, it's because you have the biggest stomach. Shepherd folks, just like us.
Now, why do you suppose he chose such a scraggly old bunch?
You know what I think? I think God doesn't care what you look like, where you live, or what kind of job you have. I believe all that he cares is what is in your heart.
Then those shepherds' hearts must have really been something special.
Shepherd heart is full of faith, trusting in God.
Shepherd, a German shepherd. Just kidding, girl. I see your little light shining.
This a lot of pearls shine just like a pearl. This a lot of pearls is lighting up the world.
This a lot of pearls shine just like a pearl. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Oh, very funny. You guys knocked it off. Let's get some shut out. We've got a mighty big day tomorrow.
I can't sleep. I'm just too excited.
Yep, tomorrow's Christmas, my favorite day of the year.
Boys, I can't wait. Bright and early, we'll head into town for the annual Cactus County Cowboy Carolers Christmas competition.
Yippee!
And after the singing, we've got Cookie's special Christmas dinner to look forward to.
Yeehaw!
Turkey and dressing.
Candy yams.
Pumpkin pie.
Not so fast, boys. We're going to have a different menu this year. Something really fancy. Quiche Lorraine, steamed asparagus with cream sauce, braised veal with wild rice, and crepe Suzette.
We never should have gotten him that Martha Stewart cookbook.
Well, whatever Cookie fixed, I'm sure it was scrumptious. Yeah. Tomorrow we'll have a great day spelling the baby, celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
You know, when I think about Jesus and all the things he did when he was here on earth, I think he would have made a good cowboy.
Yeah, Jesus came to round up the strays.
And to save the lost.
He came to lead us home to safety and show them the right trail to follow.
And when we become one of his herd, we carry his brand Christian.
That's the greatest brand of all. What a wonderful thing God did when he sent his son to save us from our sin. That's why Christmas is so special.
Amen.
Boys, what do you say we practice our song for tomorrow's competition one more time before we go to bed?
Yeah.
It sounds good to me.
Good idea.
Count me in.
Yeehaw!
Celebrate. Oh, there we go.
My goodness.
This envelope has confetti in it.
That must be from Uncle Fess. He's always full of fun.
Let's see what it says inside. Cool! It's a list of 26 exciting ways to celebrate the Savior.
That's cool. And it's signed, Have an Adventurous Christmas. Love, Fess.
Have an adventurous Christmas.
Hello everyone, I am CC Festivus. Are you ready for an adventurous Christmas?
Yeah!
I said, are you ready for an adventurous Christmas?
Yeah!
Now that's more like it. The next 26 days will be filled with jubilation, anticipation, expectation, and preparation for the celebration. The celebration of our Savior's birth.
Yay!
Now I know many of you are wondering what kind of celebration lasts for 26 days.
It's an Advent celebration across the nation, in homes and churches around the world.
Yes, that's right!
Jesus is the reason for the special Advent season when we celebrate his coming to the world.
Amen!
Now, I didn't invent Advent. It's been around for hundreds of years. The word Advent is a Latin word meaning the coming. So when we celebrate the Advent season, we're celebrating the coming of Jesus Christ as God's gift to the world. And now, please welcome my friends, Miss Aretha Green and Miss Berna Wick. Ladies,
ladies. I was just inviting these good people to join us for an adventurous Christmas.
Fantabulous, Festivus. Advent is a wonderful way for families to have a Christ-centered Christmas. It's my family's favorite holiday tradition. Each year it's exciting when we unpack the Advent wreath and candles.
The candles bring back wonderful memories. Each one reminds me of a different part of the Christmas story.
Even the colors are special. The three purple ones remind me of Jesus, the King of Kings, and the rose one reminds me of God's love.
The Advent season begins 4 Sundays before Christmas. With the lighting of the first candle, each week we light an additional candle until all 4 candles are lit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present the candles of Advent. Each evening of the Advent season, families set aside time from the hustle and bustle of the holiday activities to focus on Jesus and the miraculous events of his birth.
It thrills my heart to think of all the families that will gather around their Advent wreath each evening to light the candles, read scriptures, pray, and maybe sing a carol or two.
Then comes a special time of family fun.
And here to give you some adventurous ideas for festive family frivolity are my friends, the gift wrappers.
Bake some Christmas cookies, make presents.
from years that have gone by.
To have a festive family time show this year, try a few.
Those were some wonderful suggestions, Festivus. Perfect for the rest of us.
And then after 26 days of jubilation, anticipation, expectation, and preparation for the celebration, the big day arrives.
Merry Christmas!
The day we've been waiting for. In the center of the Advent wreath, we place a beautiful white Christ candle. We rejoice in the birth of our Savior, Emmanuel, God with us. The light of the world has come.
The candle of hope. Put your hope in the Lord, with the Lord is everlasting love.
And with him is for redemption.
The candle of peace.
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith,
we have peace with God through our Savior Jesus Christ.
The candle of joy.
You have made known to me the path of life.
You are female, fill me with joy of your presence.
Candle of love.
For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son.
Whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
Now, are you ready for an adventurous Christmas?
Yeah! Yeah,
boy!
Then let the celebration begin.
26 days of celebration, another adventure for us. Christmas, a countdown to the jubilation.
And that's the gospel. Let's give them another round of applause. Okay, all you guys look at me real quick. You guys were awesome. You did an amazing job sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with us this Christmas. What a blessing. Thank you very, very much. And I want to thank all of you guys, and some of y'all are hidden, and you don't want to come out from behind. Yeah, Angie's getting further back in the corner. Thank y'all for all the work you did. It was truly amazing. It was really awesome, and we really appreciate it. Let me share a few things with you real quick. Next Sunday, we're going to sing Christmas carols, and if we sing Hallelujah, it's because I'm telling Matt, sing Hallelujah again. That's my all-time favorite song. He knows other songs. It's just that I'm telling him to sing that. But we're gonna sing Christmas carols, and I'm going to give a Christmas message from the book of Luke. And so we invite all of you to be here for that. And then Christmas Eve at 6 p.m., just like we always do, we're going to have a Christmas Eve service in here, and we're going to sing Christmas songs. And I'm going to come up on stage and read the Christmas story to you. It's going to last about 45 minutes. It's always a very, very special time that we have together on Christmas Eve. So let me just say once again, thank you, parents, grandparents, all of you people who helped out with this. This was an amazing, amazing children's Christmas celebration. Amen. And let me just invite you to stand with us now, and we'll be dismissed in prayer. I love all of you. For some of you that I just see every now and then, I love you. Thank you for being here, and Merry Christmas.